underground preacher to the underground church. And today, we are talking about humility. I used to think that pride is something that you let go of once, and that's it. You become humble. Oh no. After seeing how many times God dug out pride out of me, I realized that pride has layers and that I can never be exempt from pride down here. As you grow closer to God, Holy Spirit will shine the light on pride, and Holy Spirit is going to be taking those layers step by step. And He does it so you don't get to be big-headed, so you stay humble. Because no matter how close you get to God down here, in a hot second, you will get big-headed, thinking that you're better than someone else. And here comes pride, taking you down to your fall and to your destruction. Because pride has its way of blinding you and making you believe that you're higher than you're supposed to be. And no matter how you cut it, pride is a dangerous thing. Because it is written in the first epistle of Peter, chapter 5, verses 5 to 7. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. God will resist the proud in a way that He will not prosper a prideful person. And again, prosperity is not about money. Prosperity is about peace, love, joy, wisdom, and all of the things that consist of the fruit of the Spirit. When you talk about prosperity, a lot of prideful people are going to tell you, I don't need to be humble to make $1 million. Yes, you don't need to be humble to make $1 million. That's true. But $1 million ain't going to get you to heaven. So you can have all the money you want. But peace, joy, love, wisdom, the fruit of the Spirit, you can't get that with pride in your heart. Forget it. Those are the things that will get you to heaven. And those are the things that people want to see in you anyways. That's what people like to see in you. The world is boasting itself in pride, but when it comes down to it, if you go out to get a job, they don't want a prideful man. They don't want an unteachable person. They want a humble person, a person that will listen. So you want virtue in people when you want to use them, by telling them it's okay to be prideful, when you want to destroy them. Anyways, I'm going to leave the world alone. There is no way to please God with pride in your heart. And there is no way to enter heaven with pride. Forget it. Heck, Lucifer got kicked out of heaven because of pride. Go read your Bible in Isaiah chapter 14, verses 13 to 15. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depth of the pit. That was the fall of Lucifer. That's what he had in his heart. He wanted to set himself above God. Pride. He got prideful. And that's what got him kicked out. So let go of pride and embrace humility instead. Because in humility there is peace, there is joy, there is rest, there is prosperity, there is wisdom, and much, much more. I mean, humility is how you position yourself for God to exalt you. So be humble. Let humility be your friend. And whenever you find pride in your heart, be quick to rebuke it. Let it go. Nip it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And until next time, underground preacher to the underground church. And I am out.